Hello, hello. It's Thursday afternoon and we are in Queensland, the Sunshine State, and we are currently occupying a coal train.
No,
no. Woo! We've got 9 of us up here and we're saying no to new coal. We want you to leave it in the ground and don't dig it. What we need is a government that wants to break up the monogamous relationship with the fossil fuel industry, but we don't have that. So we're stopping this train, we're shutting down the line, and we are saying no to new coal mines.
That recording you just heard was Ruela Roosh filming from on top of a stationary coal train on September 21st. Ms. Roosh, her sister Rumali, and 7 others were arrested after stopping a coal train for several hours near the port of Brisbane. They say it was to stop Queensland Coal's continuing contribution to climate change. Among the banners hung from the coal containers on the train were slogans like "Hands off Aboriginal land," "RIP Great Barrier Reef," and from Ruela and Rumali, "Sisters Against Coal." Yesterday, I spoke to the sisters outside the Wynnum Magistrates Court. So what happened in court today?
So basically we got trialled as a group, and in total we got charged with $2,700 in fines. None of us were given any conviction.
There was a comment by the barrister that was essentially like, "You've done the wrong thing and you need to be punished in the court," which is a $250 fine, which is what most of us received for stopping a coal train. Seems pretty bloody good, but then on the other hand, you know, I don't know if there should be ramifications for, you know, trying to shut down these mega corporations that are destroying the planet. And we did sort of all feel like naughty school children being told that we needed to be punished. So it was quite funny.
So what led you to climb up on top of and stop a coal train?
Well, I've grown up understanding, living on a sustainable property, that the whole world is actually just a closed loop system. So anything that we're doing and that we're putting out is going to come back to us in some way. And so I'm currently studying environmental science, I've studied tropical medicine, and we're seeing all around the world these issues of dry land salinity, ocean acidification. We're seeing our Great Artesian Basin and multiple aquifers around the world, all of them being polluted by these extractive industries. You know, the kind of effluents that are going back into the groundwater systems, it's also the kind of effluent that we're going to be drinking at some point in time. I just finished a sustainability lecture and we were talking about extractive industries, and I was up, you know, in Cairns in the tropics. It was a flipping scorching hot day. It must have been like 35 degrees, 110% humidity. And I read this article about in Pakistan, they were preemptively digging 3,000 graves because they know that when these heat waves come, you know, old people and children and people with health issues just start dropping dead. And these heat waves are becoming more intense and more frequent, as well as like monsoonal storm weathers in other places. And this is the effect of climate change. And so in order for us to be mitigating that, and in order for us, you know, in a privileged place like Australia, we need to be taking that action. And we're some of the few people that can actually put our bodies on the line to do that. And we're seeing people with very little resources all around the world on the front line, indigenous communities, mob from all over, predominantly women being the face of this resistance. And I think it's time for white folks and white settlers in places like Australia to start stepping up and to start saying, we're not going to condone these heat waves killing people. We're not going to condone people becoming, you know, displaced by climate change. You know, we don't want to look at our brothers and sisters in the Pacific who, you know, are losing their land, they're losing their title. And we're saying no to that. We're saying let's keep coal in the ground.
To break the law and do an action like this, was that an easy thing to do, or did it take a lot of working up to that?
It took a lot of working up to that in organisation, rallying people together, all of that. But in making the decision to actually do it, I think it was really a no-brainer.
For me, it required a lot of unlearning, because I've always been taught that, you know, we're meant to respect the law is there for a reason. I've been taught to respect authority. So getting my head around the idea that I was going to do something that most of society looks down upon and against what I've been taught my whole life was quite a large barrier to overcome.
What's the plans now? Does this deter you from further action against coal exports?
Absolutely not.
A $250 fine is something that you just start heckling rich relatives and some family friends and, you know, that guy that you never contacted back. for some spare change. And if anything, to me, that was a little bit of extra motivation that as long as the community were able to fundraise this money, we can afford to do activism and we can afford to stop business as usual. So I don't know, the thought that I might stop being an activist and I'm going to somehow condone digging coal up out of the ground is preposterous. And if anything, I think I'm going to be out there more.
Everybody wants change, but it just takes a few people to stand up and do it, and I encourage anybody else to go out there and do what we did.
And also, I would like to say that getting on top of a coal train is a really fun family activity, and you should pull grandma out, you should get your mum in, you should radicalise your brother, you should radicalise your sister. My sister's only been here for a couple of weeks, you know, we've already got her up on a train, and if anything, I think it makes your family unit a little bit closer.
If the keepers of the law and the mining industry were hoping this court result would deter would-be anti-coal protesters, it doesn't seem like it's worked out that way.
In regards to climate change, we have a very good analogy. So basically, it's about taking your bins out. You don't know if it's bin day tomorrow. You don't know if it's next week. But your bins are fucking chockers, so you take them out anyway.
That's climate change for you. Some people don't believe it, some people do. But just in the case that it's bin day tomorrow, we should probably just take our fucking bins out.
This is Romali Roosh and Ruela Roosh. This is 4ZZZ FM and we're tuning out.